There'll be days like this when there's no one complaining. There'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
It is 3:07 on the Central Coast as we say happy Monday and good afternoon to another edition, another week of Hometown Radio. Finally up and running now on this Monday, April 15th, Tax Day 2019. I'll try not to remind you of that again during the next 4 hours. Instead, this is what we have planned for you today. Straight ahead on this broadcast during the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to start with Karen Kyle from the San Luis Obispo Museum of Art, who just recently announced her retirement. She's stepping down after 20 years of service to the community. We'll find out what's happening with Karen and what's happening at the museum. Tom Franciscovich at 4:35 talks about the current issue of Slow Life magazine. At 5:05, I'm going to introduce you to Amelia Meyerhoff, Cal Poly senior, who put together the senior project on sexual assault at the Cal Poly campus. And then at 6:05, Rich Bourne is back with us. Let's talk about President Trump's threat to dump immigrants in sanctuary cities and what Rich thinks about that. And by the way, what do you think about it? It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. This opening hour on Friday night, we had a pretty good conversation during the 6 o'clock hour about this recent editor in the Tribune that said, hey, you know, plenty of parking in downtown. No reason why you can't come downtown. Don't worry. Be happy. There's parking. There's businesses. By the way, we're not going to move there. We're going to stay out by the airport, but you guys go and enjoy the downtown. And then the Tribune published this article about the new hotel. We have three brand new upscale hotels about to open, not the least of which is the new Hotel Slow, which is right there in the corner of Morrow and Palm, just down from the Palm Theater. There used to be a parking area there. Nick Wilson reports the high-end Hotel Slow is slated to open in June, and it will bring two new restaurants to downtown San Luis Obispo, along with hotel prices that could start at $400 a night. Actually, prices are going to range from $400 to $1,100 a night. Hotel Slow has been under construction in the heart of downtown since 2017. It will have 78 rooms and suites for up to 350 guests. Accommodations that are described as luxurious by the developer. Then the two restaurants. This got me too. One is going to be Italian. Of course it is. It's San Luis Obispo. We don't have enough Italian restaurants. Now we're going to add another one. This is going to be Italian cuisine based around a wood-fired oven. While the second restaurant, keep in mind that this is 2019 in San Luis Obispo, is going to be a modern spin on a classic steakhouse. A steakhouse. What is this, 1980? I bet Mayor Harmon will be there every night. Craig Dingman is back with us. He lives in the neighborhood. And he performs musically in the neighborhood.
Two doors away, twice a month, I play at Me Hang Low.
How are you, Craig?
And I live fine, and how are you?
I'm good, sir.
It's good to see you back in the saddle.
Thank you.
And you're looking trim and fit, too.
I'm trying.
Are we a sanctuary city? Because it looks like we're going to have a lot of hotel space available.
We got a lot of hotel space.
Yeah.
How's that construction been going? Because, I mean, you hear that.
It, you know, one thing about living downtown, you have to, first of all, it's an apartment building and it's an old one, so we hear footsteps, etc. But you don't get the same courtesies downtown as you get if you live in a residential neighborhood. So I've gone out at 4 a.m. to ask someone if he could stop blowing off the city property, I mean, with a blower, until maybe 6 when the garbage trucks get there. And construction work on and off. There's been so many phases. I can tell by we're in what's called a 10-hour metered space. So before all the construction workers started to show up, and we still had two cars. My wife and I are retired, so we're down to one now. We could go down and buy a $40 monthly pass that would allow us to take any 10-hour meter unlimited time. And then over the last 3 to 4 years under construction, first it was the trucks from both the Monterey Street development and the early excavation work, And then it was different phases of contractors, drywall contractors. Now we're seeing electricians and cable people.
You're getting to know the whole industry.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm hoping many of them are coming from in town, but I'm not sure of that.
Now, I know I from time to time I cause trouble. I want the hotel to succeed. I don't want them to fail. But I'm also reminded of the fact, Craig, that in that location, there used to be a lot of parking spaces, a lot of parking lots.
Yeah.
And we have given up those parking spaces for what? For a hotel that's going to charge anywhere between $400 and $1,000 a night, and yet another Italian restaurant and a steakhouse. I know, let the market decide all that. I get all that. But it just seems, this is what we gave up all the parking for? Another Italian restaurant?
Well, and keep in mind that most of this happened before the present city administration.
Absolutely.
That's part of the controversy.
This
right
is
there.
Under Jan Marks.
Yeah. But I remember when both that parking lot and the parking lot across from Big Sky were given up, the city was proud to say that they'd made deals with the developers that the city would receive the revenue it would have received from the parking, but the residents here need the parking more than the revenue from the parking.
Yeah.
And when you talk about losing local businesses, who was down there on Monterey Street, the Bellows Sporting Goods and stores where if you've got a shopping bag or something, you don't want to walk over to Marsh Street or down to the end of Napomo Street.
Well, the Tribune tells you that they're all the parking spaces, but what they don't tell you is that all the parking spaces are in that surface lot at Napomo and Palm.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a downhill to there for me where I live, and I'm kind of up on the same level as the new hotel, and so coming back from that is an uphill. So it's a gentle uphill, and if you're a youthful 40 or 50 years old, it might be okay. But if you're
on top of that, you have to pay for it. So
you have
to pay and you have to walk.
And then you have to wonder, should I get back to the meter? You know, so there are.
Yeah. And what's your general reaction to this upscale hotel coming in?
Well, I have mixed feelings because I'm a little, I like the metro life.
Yeah.
You know, my wife and I have enjoyed a few trips to New York, but you mentioned it about your San Francisco trip. A couple of days is good enough, you know, to get back. So there's a little bit of that metropolitan thing. Even the existence of Giuseppe's there, where we can, when the little pathway by the new hotel is cleared, we can take an elevator to get to Giuseppe's and have a cocktail in the early afternoon, early evening. So there's a little bit of excitement to me about the downtown, but it certainly is a loss of what people fondly call the slow life.
I mean, Thomas Hill Organics tried in that space, and they closed after a year because they couldn't compete with Giuseppe's.
Yeah, well, it's hard to say. There's something new going in there now. There's somebody...
the guys from Pismo Beach are taking over.
Yeah, they're building and improving the outdoor area of that restaurant. Which was a little stark before under Thomas Hill because there were a few jazz events there that you were sitting out in the blazing sun or else inside away from the music.
Craig Thingman on this broadcast. We're just talking a little bit about downtown San Luis Obispo. Tribune has an article about the brand new Hotel Slow, Hotel San Luis Obispo. $400 a night is the cheap end, but you get to eat in a luxurious Italian restaurant or maybe get a steak. I'm Dave Congleton. What's at stake? We'll talk about that when we come back. On AM 920, FM 96.5, News Talk, KVEC. Just about 3:20 on AM 920, FM 96.5, News Talk, KVEC. Tomorrow on this broadcast, Carmela Vignocchi is just back from a month in New Zealand. She's going to take us around, show us what's happening. Sandra Nielsen will also be with us. Dr. Gary Forsman on Wednesday talking about vaccinations. Jack Hardy causing trouble on Thursday. We're here weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 on AM 920, FM 96.5, News Talk, KVEC. Craig Dingman is with me. He lives downtown. He lives right around the corner from where all the excitement is about Hotel SLO. As you may have seen in the Tribune, they're getting ready to open in June. Rooms are ranging between $400 to $1,100 a night. $400 to $1,100 a night. And they're going to feature an upscale Italian restaurant and an upscale steakhouse. Now, I have this email that came in, Craig, as I come back to you. This apparently are the hotels that are ranked number one throughout California on TripAdvisor. So, for example, there is the Desert Riviera Hotel in Palm Springs, $234. The Simpson House in Santa Barbara is going to cost you $351. The 1906 Lodge in Coronado, $249. Seven Seas Inn at Tahoe, in South Lake Tahoe, $76.
Wow.
And all these, do a quick check here. There is one under $500. That is the Hotel Strada in Mountain View. There are three, four over $400, and the rest are between $200 and $300.
Yeah, that sounds like the way things are. A few years back, my wife and I were in London, and we walked into a very fancy hotel called the City Grange, I think it was. And we asked how much. It was an impromptu trip. We were staying on the outside. And we asked how much, and the guy said about $300. And I looked at my wife, and she said, that's too much. So we started to walk out, and he said, wait a minute. And he called us back, and he said, how much can you pay? And I said, $200. And that included a meal and all kinds of facilities, and it was in London. So
yeah, you can negotiate with anybody.
But, you know, that $1,100 room, I looked it up today, you can put four people in it. So it's really just a tick under $300 per person. So, yeah. You know.
It's like a suite.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Assuming it's three people, it'll be sweet if it's four people you like, you know. So.
Well, and then the part about this, Craig, is obviously San Luis Obispo is changing. We have the influence of the wine industry. We have more companies coming here either for business or looking to relocate, or they have business to do with Cal Poly, and maybe they're looking for that high-end experience.
I'm imagining there's going to be a fair amount of business clientele with the upgrades to our airport and a lot. And it's not just downtown.
It's all those wealthy Texans flying in from Dallas.
Yeah, and we're assuming that's why the steak restaurants are there, right? But it's going to be a new take. They've got a celebrity chef of some kind, so maybe it'll be some kind of modern, maybe it'll be lab-grown steaks.
Yeah, but the problem with those corporate hotels, from what I have been told by my restaurant experts, is that they send the A-team for like 6 months to get things going, and then all of a sudden that guy isn't there anymore. He's on to the next hotel that's being opened up.
Yeah.
And then you get the B team.
Which is all the local people. But, you know, I wonder with the Lamplighter, I think it is, up on Monterey, Upper Monterey and Cerro and this place, we're going to need a lot of housekeepers, et cetera. Where are those people going to live? When I was growing up, my dad was a white-collar worker, and he commuted from our suburbs to the city to work. Now it's kind of the opposite. The low-end worker is the one that has to commute, and the high-end person are the one that can afford these condominiums in a mixed-use development that's going up in some downtown.
I know it calls for speculation on your part, but can this fly in this town? I mean, is San Luis Obispo change that much?
It's hard to say, but, you know, it's not just downtown. There's going to be like a whole bunch of little neighborhoods everywhere now. They're building up, you know, up by the airport area, and there's going to be developments out. They're already chopping down trees next to the old Madonna Plaza area there for that development, and they're going to have the Froom Ranch is going to build more, so there'll be lots of little pockets of town, neighborhoods where people live in and don't come into the downtown because...
Well, but like, look at those townhouses on Upper Marsh Street. Those went for $1 million+. And there were either six or eight. They all got scooped up right away.
Yeah. I don't know who it is, if it's...
I know one of the couples. Mm-hmm. They're local.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of... I went to a I won't call it a civic event, but I went to an event that was populated by a lot of people that would be associated with the slow life over the years. And they're all as old as me now, so I don't know who this new crowd is.
But the torch has been passed.
Yeah.
It's a different generation now, and they see things differently. And the millennials, if they're on an expense account, they got a lot of money, they'll pay that money without blinking. They don't want a car anymore, so they're not interested in buying a car. They're not interested in buying a house. And I'm not saying it's better or worse, but it's just different from what we grew up on.
It's different. And even the neighborhoods, you look at them, the kind of neighborhoods I grew up in, all these houses close together, but one car per family, maybe two. Now that same house in that same neighborhood has four cars, and everything's getting more and more densely populated. And it's worldwide, of course. It's not just San Luis Obispo, but people have to go somewhere.
Craig Dingman on this broadcast. We're talking about this brand-new three-story, 115,000-square-foot hotel next to the Palm Theater called Hotel Slow that is getting ready to open in June. It's definitely going to be very high-end, with rooms per night going from $400 to $1,100. They're going to put in a steakhouse. They're going to put in an Italian restaurant one block away from Giuseppe's. Which would get, what's the restaurant by the one where you had your first date?
It's called the Flower House.
Is
now.
That still Italian?
It's specifically
Napolitano. Okay, so you've got that. You've got Giuseppe's. You've got Cafe Roma. You've got Bonatavola.
Yeah.
You've got the place down on Lower Marsh. It used to be Carmel Beach. So, I think it's going to be challenging for them to get a foot in the door.
Yeah. Unless they're just got people who aren't going to leave the premises once they get into town. But I would imagine the appeal of the place is that it's in a town like
San
Luis.
And open their window, get that beautiful view of the parking structure.
Yeah, well, we have a view of the parking structure, too. And it's more interesting than one might think at times.
Craig Dingman on this broadcast. Brand new luxury hotel coming to the downtown. Things are about to change. How do you react to that? Well, welcome your phone calls as we continue. We're live, we're local. It's the Dave Congleton Show.